Shabbat Shalom. This morning's Devar Torah for Torah Portion Emor is entitled, Every Day a Holiday? Americans love holidays, perhaps too much. For instance, officially in the month of May, Americans celebrate one federal holiday that is prominent on the legal and employment calendar, and that, of course, is Memorial Day. If I'm correct, each federal holiday is given an official stamp of approval by a formal act of Congress, and no other holiday can call itself an official holiday in the United States without such approval. However, this is America, which is the land of the free market and the home of the strange. So we Americans have no problem establishing all sorts of holidays in the private sector that reflect the tastes and concerns of popular sentiment and culture. For example, check out the following list of little-known American holidays that have been, quote-unquote, declared by some segment of the American population, or at least some business seeking to sell its products. Mind you, I am assured of the accuracy of this list because I found it on the internet. May 1st is Mother Goose Day and Save the Rhino Day. May 2nd is Fire Day. May 3rd is Lumpy Rug Day. May 4th is National Candied Orange Peel Day. May 5th is National Hoagie Day. May 6th is Beverage Day. May 7th is International Tuba Day, Paste Up Day, and National Roast Leg of Lamb Day. May 8th is No Socks Day and Have a Coke Day. May 9th is Lost Sock Memorial Day. May 10th is Clean Up Your Room Day. May 11th is Eat What You Want Day and Twilight Zone Day. May 12th is Limerick Day. May 13th is Leprechaun Day. May 14th is National Dance Like a Chicken Day. May 15th is National Chocolate Chip Day. May 16th is Wear Purple for Peace Day. May 17th is Pack Rat Day. May 18th is International Museum Day and Visit Your Relatives Day. May 19th is Frog Jumping Jubilee Day. May 20th is Eliza Doolittle Day. May 21st is National Memo Day and National Waitresses Waiters Day. May 22nd is Buy a Musical Instrument Day. May 23rd is Penny Day. May 24th is National Escargot Day. May 25th is National Tap Dance Day. May 26th is Gray Day. May 27th is Body Painting Arts Festival Day. May 28th is National Hamburger Day. May 29th is End of the Middle Ages Day. May 30th is My Bucket's Got a Hole in It Day. And May 31st is National Macaroon Day. Impressive list, huh? What particularly impresses me is how it reflects the incredible diversity of Americans' interests and our insatiable appetite for satire and ridiculousness. We are a nation dedicated to pursuing our crazy interests and to celebrating them publicly, even if only 10 people show up to the National Macaroon Day conference. Even our official holidays seem to be more about fun, family, and vacations from work than about the meaning of what they commemorate. This suits us well, given our largely secular perspective on life and our collective historical amnesia that distances us from remembering why our holidays were established in the first place. One gets a very different picture of the meaning of holidays when reading Leviticus chapter 23, which is found in Parshat Emor, this morning's Torah portion, and which contains one version of the biblical holiday cycle. Consider the repeated phrases that are the foundation, one might say the glue, of this chapter. Moadei Adonai, the fixed or set times of the Lord, repeats 5 times in this chapter. Mikra Ekodesh, sacred occasions, repeats 10 times in this chapter. Kol Melechet Avodah Lo Tasu, you shall not work at your occupations, repeats 6 times in this chapter, corresponding to the 6 holidays that are mentioned, other than the even more sacred times of Shabbat and Yom Kippur. All of these phrases point to one basic spiritual idea. The focus of the Jewish holiday cycle is for the community to temporarily leave the world in its occupations at specific times of the year in order to celebrate sacred occasions with God. As it were, God loves God's holidays and not only asks, but insists that we take time to celebrate them with God and with each other. However, God's vision, as it were, for our celebration of the holiday cycle is very concrete and quite focused on the human pleasure of celebration with family and friends. Note in particular the last repeat phrase that I mentioned, Kol melechet avodah lo ta'asu. You shall not work at your occupations. This phrase is used to prohibit work during the first and last days of Pesach, the one day of Shavuot, of Rosh Hashanah, of Sukkot, and of Shmini Atzeret. However, during Shabbat and Yom Kippur, we are prohibited from doing milacha, work in general, which the tradition normally defines as creative or destructive work, not merely physical labor. The two phrases both make clear that on any of these holidays or on Shabbat, we are not to work. On those days, we are dedicated to God and each other, not to worldly pursuits. However, one subtle difference between these two ways of talking about not working, one specifically for Shabbat and Yom Kippur, and the other specifically for the other holidays, points to the major difference in practice between Shabbat and Yom Kippur on the one hand, the rest of the holidays on the other hand. According to traditional halachic, Jewish legal interpretation of this and other chapters of the Torah, on all the holidays except Shabbat and Yom Kippur, we may perform almost any kind of otherwise prohibited work that is connected to cooking food and carrying food from one place to another. Even more than Shabbat, and certainly in contrast to Yom Kippur, these other holy days are there to focus us on celebrating with God by celebrating and feasting and eating with each other. However, I want to take these distinctions one step further. In his Code of Jewish Law, the Mishneh Torah, Maimonides points out what should be obvious to us from a simple reading of this chapter of Leviticus. According to the Torah, there are 6 celebration days annually during which we modify our working lives, apart from the weekly Shabbat and the yearly Yom Kippur. Now don't get confused by the additional second days of Yom Tov. They are later added prohibitions not found in the Torah. So this sequence of 6 days found in the Torah should ring a bell in our heads. Shabbat and Yom Kippur are both called Shabbat Shabbaton, the ultimate days of rest during which all work stops so that we recognize God as the sole creator. They are interspersed with these 6 other holidays when some work is permitted so we can feast and eat and be happy. Think about Leviticus 23's rendition of the holiday cycle almost as a year-by-year version of what Judaism asks us to do week by week. Work, live in community, and be in the world 6 days, then set aside the 7th day to immerse ourselves in God's world entirely. Our civil holiday calendar is filled with days of celebration, both the official ones of public joy and solemnity, and the unofficial ones that are the byproducts of pop culture and personal predilection. Certainly, every day of being alive should be worthy of joyous celebration. However, I think we as a culture miss something when we turn our most solemn public celebrations almost exclusively into sales at the mall and into family barbecues. As a culture, we miss something when we try to turn every day into a personal holiday. The Torah's holiday cycle seems to be calling us back to a more refined, contemplative way of thinking about holidays. Yes, even in, and especially during COVID times, holiday celebrations should be about good food, good times, friends and family. God isn't asking us, for instance, to sit around during Shabbat and Yom Tov in a state of mourning and ascetic contrition. On the contrary, our holidays, even Yom Kippur, believe it or not, are about having a great reason to party. However, the partying must happen in the larger context of a community. It must deepen our consciousness of the preciousness of life and life's source. And as the Torah also points out in this chapter of Leviticus, it must at all times involve reaching out to those who are needy and not as blessed as we are to celebrate with good food and drink. To mark the sacred times of our year and the different moments, joyous and sad, of our personal and family lives, we human beings engage in meals and celebrations. The Torah reminds us to infuse each of those occasions with a touch of the sacred, a deep respect for the Creator and for creation, a love for each other, and a hopeful recognition that we do not celebrate in isolation, but in community. Shabbat Shalom.